Monday, June 7th, 2021. Erica Lorraine Spencer here, and this is the POC. I want to document the moment that I am asleep. So as I wake up, as I awake from sleep, the moment that I move and wake up, the state immediately amplifies the sound of what's supposed to be traffic on Euclid Avenue. So that's the loud roaring sound of a vehicle that it's occurring at the moment that I engage in moving. That's the behavioral pattern and audible activity is created. The people are engaged in monitoring and group stalking and surveillance. They are present there. That's supposed to be the guise under which you're hearing traffic. That's the state creating the audible activity, and it's pursuant to my ongoing movement. At the same time that this occurs, the state immediately sounds helicopter activity. And this is at 8:59 a.m. as I'm waking up, by the way. So that's the stalking with activity conduct. I also want to document Amtrak engaged in ongoing use for purposes of activity creation at the museum all night and into the morning. So it's just ceaseless, just like I documented yesterday. This is continuous use of the train, and this is the Amtrak train as a means of stalking with activity and ongoing activity creation for purposes of monitoring with communication devices and harassment. And this is 9 a.m. on June 7th, and I also took an image of what is the state that is, placing a fake sun is tampering with the environment. This state has covered up the sky with what's supposed to be clouds. And as I've also shown, the state's fake sun remains, and the state also engages in revealing its fake sun at the drop of a dime. This is documentation showing the state tampering with the environment, aware of the documentation. But I did take a picture of that, and the state is amplifying helicopter activity at the moment that I turn on my phone. So that's why I wanted to capture that. The volume that you're hearing and the traffic, that's called amplification. On the property where I'm at the distance, traffic is not that loud. It's the same thing when I'm in the room and I'm documenting, and the state provides you the real-time example of amplification of audible activity because you cannot hear traffic inside of the hotel room at Economy Inn. Just like you can't hear the Amtrak train, for example, inside of the apartment building of Woodside Senior Apartments, or let alone while even outside at any of the vehicles that I remained at Fern NG and Vine NG. And the state was using the train as a means of activity creation, which you have also heard on my podcast. That is the state amplifying that which is impossible to hear naturally. It's called amplification. That is the tool that the state is using right now while I'm outside at the museum. The state is ceaselessly engaged in monitoring. And I took an image of what you'll see. Again, that is just the covering up of the clouds while the entity is aware that I'm documenting it. It is Monday, June 7, 2021. It's 9:02 a.m. and that is the POC. All right, it is 9:58 a.m. I did capture substantial video right now of third-party group stalkers in the path, also creating light activity, while the state is captured in two videos. And what you're seeing in those two videos is not only the monitoring conduct and the stalking conduct by maintenance of presence in the path, but literal stalking as I move from one location to the other. The same conduct that you see with the state's fake sun as I make a minor gesture. So the state was flying, patrolling over me by helicopter, remaining over the building where I'm standing in front of as I captured, flying in a circle. As I walk to a different location, meaning by the water fountain, off of the property, actually, of the museum onto the sidewalk, the state is seen in a clearly distinct location, moving in real time with me, stalking. That's what stalking is. That's the traditional idea of stalking, as opposed to what is the legal framework for the group stalking conduct. The helicopter literally following me as I move, no longer flying over that building as I captured in the video, moves to the intersection to be in alignment with me. And here it is right here over now Holt and Euclid Avenue. So we're gonna get the group stalkers that are monitoring with it. 8NCW225-67205B3, 8FKS848, 4PGD792. They're creating light activity, they're in relevant position. The state is creating amplified audible activity via helicopter. 39338Y1, 59780W2, 7LGY297. And again, that helicopter moves from the museum. I'm at Holt and Euclid at the traffic cameras. I'm reading license plates. And this is where the helicopter is. 59816M2, Steve's towing. 8UXH548, 5644771, Greg Electric, no license plate, 0079 4D3. They're monitoring, and this is the entity threatening together. That's T-Mobile that is engaged in threatening while it's monitoring me. Check Cash, MoneyGram, all these third parties that I documented yesterday, this is the entity's response by using helicopter directly. It's equally threatening when the people of the state, the group stalkers, are monitoring with that government. This is how they engage in threatening conduct while they're monitoring with communication devices. That's a violation of the existing federal law. 378-HB, that's handicap, 871-7987, 6XQJ620, and USPS, that is vehicle number 2200710. Using light activity, sitting at the traffic light. And let me show you the absence of any separation between the conduct. So I'm showing you what is relevant position as they sit in traffic, and the state is flying in a circle over the intersection where I'm standing, no longer flying over the museum, okay? Moving as I move. License plate, 6YJK619. It is 10:01 a.m. All right, it is 10:03 a.m. 7XSH973, 8MLX983, I believe I read that one already, 8NEM625, 7WJT359, 88311B1, 8VKE257, 6W79762. They're all sitting in traffic, just like I stated, lights toward me, because they're sitting at the traffic light, state's flying over in a helicopter, 05998N1, as directly incriminating as the fake sun being over me while they're doing the same thing sitting at the traffic light, okay? 88427X1. And let me be clear, Frontier is engaged in relevant positioning, monitoring with the state that's flying over traffic in a helicopter. The third party approaching me right now with headlights, license plate 02041L2. City of Ontario crossing the path again, 89896Y2. License plate 8RBY917. USPS crossing path again. License plate 5YHY857. License plate TTY997, a Hawaii plate. There's a direct evidence against people. License plate 7UWU164. 5EZN810. PXJ782. It looks like a Florida license plate. All right, and the helicopter is flying over Metro 102 apartments now. And again, that's migration. As I'm moving, the state remaining present with the helicopter. License plate 8GNS892. They're monitoring inside of Metro 102 apartments, a third-party facilitating venue. They're monitoring at Ontario Town Square. These venues are in relevant position. They're monitoring at B&G Plaza from where I'm standing. 7M38292. They're monitoring at the Ontario Health Center at 150 East Holt. Sick group stalking city in their cars in the middle of the street with their hazard lights on. That's what the people do. License plate, 9E69401, Cargo Transport Logistics. License plate, 8AKM440. Light activity, 63772V2. Nesco, license 2702831. That looks like an out-of-state. AN214FN, 6XOZ541, 8NKJ899. License plate, 8BQD338, 8JTT749. That's the helicopter. So I'm walking on Holt Boulevard. And understand the use of the engagement in the elements. Light activity is maintained, right? And while the state is covering up its fake sun object, meaning its fake sun is not beaming directly over my head, as I've shown since June 4th, and that's just as of late since I left economy, and I have a prolonged period of cumulative documentation about the state's fake sun. So covering up for one day does not remove that documentation. 7CQX378-8433-6A3. And it is also the importance of understand what the state is doing, maintaining ongoing audible activity creation with the absence of its fake sun, the enhanced light tactic, to maintain the ability to monitor on a massive scale. That is also the purpose of the helicopter, okay? 8UJK330. 616072, USPS again, 7XCN823, 7WXP766, 6WTM609. This one I was stalking at the other, oh no, that's the other one over there. LILYBUG is group stalking with the one that's sitting at the end of the street. On the opposite side of Ontario Town Square Apartments near Sultana, remaining in alignment to me at the curb, just like I captured the group stalker outside of M&G car lot. Just group stalking in the path while the traffic is patrolling. That's what they're doing at the opposite end of Ontario Town Square townhomes. License 7KOZ048. License 889868. I can't really see that one. The one that was group stalking at the sidewalk, 8RQF396. And this is Edison. We already know they're group stalkers monitoring inside of a private space and also monitoring a relevant position with everyone else. 8U94003, helicopter flying over while they're crossing path and creating light activity. SoCal Edison, monitoring American citizens. Also threatening the life of an American citizen. Okay? POC. This is the, understand the criminal motive of the everything the state does. 5MGROOT 29679W2 7JOZ597 and a for sale sign on the back of that van. The state is flying over Ontario Town Square townhomes as I'm walking on Plum Avenue right now. It is 10:09 a.m. And I want to get that's a paper plate and I can't really see it. So you're looking at, what is this? The stalking by the state. That's always, the state is always present by helicopter. Okay. I've already established this. And I've also shown by the frequency with which the state engages in stalking and appearing, in other words, by helicopter. The state is providing an ongoing exposition of literal stalking by helicopter, because this is what the state is doing all the time. It's just like when Ontario police drives around. So I capture them on video and read a license plate, they're always stalking. They're always present, all right? Over Ontario Town Square, while these African-American males are in relevant position coming out of Metro 102, getting into a Dodge, I'll read the license plate because they're monitoring with the state. That's amplification of plane activity and the helicopters flying over the building. 7PWS505, take a good listen. 12135U2. Paper plate on this Dodge Charger, BP70Z28. That's a white piece of paper, okay? You can print that off of your laptop if you wanted to. While the state is flying over the apartment building that they're getting inside of their car in, okay? POC. light activity from their vehicle, the simultaneity with which they happen to be walking out to get inside their car while the state's flying over the building that I'm in front of in a helicopter. And then again, as you hear, the additional plane that flies over Metro 102 apartments, where they're getting in their car, where I am walking by. Okay, that's monitoring, and that's the demonic activity. That's a helicopter. 4NHC969, 7WOY427, 5NBP418, 7MZP329, on City of Ontario Crossing Path on B Street, 7AZN396. They're group stalking and monitoring inside of the parking lot of Ontario City Hall, and they're monitoring inside of the City Hall. Okay, 7CQA133, 8NOC073, 7SJM084. A group stalker getting out of a commercial vehicle going toward the City Hall. That is a state facilitating venue. Monitoring. Where are the helicopters over here flying over now? Because I'm over here. License plate, 89806M2. Another group stalker sitting in the middle of the street. The street being B Street with their hazard lights on. This is a state facilitating venue. This is the City Hall, the Ontario City Hall. 8LRM184. Let me get this license plate of this group stalker. Wearing a nice suit, helicopter flying over the City Hall, using his trunk as a means of light activity. This is a group stalker. 7RED179, license plate 7RED179, coming out of state facilitating venue, Ontario City Hall. Paper plate BJ79418, license plate 7NIJ803. Starts his ignition as I walk past. The third party that came in the commercial vehicle gets out. As I am at the vehicle, he drove up a long time ago, using it as a means to create activity. This is group stalking I'm taking a picture of. And I want you to see. All right, it is 10:19 a.m. at the Ontario Ovid. What I was capturing on video is the monitoring, as the third parties inside of the library are monitoring right now, and the state is flying over the library by helicopter. And this is from the museum, the Ontario Museum of History and Arts, with helicopter to the library. And this is ongoing conduct while I'm inside of the library as well. So this is, I've established this, but this is a vivid illustration of it. The state is flying in a circle over the Laverne College of Law, which is right in front of my face. So passing over the City Hall as it was flying over the City Hall, meaning it's just keeping in tow with me as I move from the museum. So now it's over the Laverne Law as I'm standing right here next to the Ontario Library, the Ovid Family Community Library, where they are monitoring, okay? It is 10:19 a.m. And the state is engaged in ongoing monitoring with helicopter, maintaining presence in the path, and doing so while it is remaining flying in a circle. Group stalkers walking past, you're looking at, that's monitoring conduct, and they're studying their communication devices, monitoring with the state inside of the library as well, and that's what I was stating. as I was walking up toward the library, and the state was flying over the library. So I just took pictures of that. That's the audible to what you're, I'm sorry, that's the visual as to what you are listening to, which is the ongoing helicopter. And that is the state providing ongoing evidence, directly damning toward the people of the state who are the prosecuted as the vicarious actor. And every single last one of them are monitoring inside of the library, as I've already stated. But the state, for example, covering up the sky, all right, tampering with the environment because the state's fake sun pops out at the drop of a dime. For example, if I went to an entirely different area, for example, like Foothill Boulevard, the state's fake sun would appear. I've documented this conduct. The state does this when it is aware of my documentation. It's always aware of my documentation, but especially as I have heavily documented the state's clear conflicts, as it has placed its fake sun all over the place, and I'm capturing it, especially since I left Economy Inn on June 4, 2021, which you're going to want to take a good look at that. Because that's very juicy documentation and direct evidence against the people. The state engages in chicanery with the environment, and understand, irrespective of any third-party group stalkers, statements on a newscast, I have seen what is the manufacturing of information. When I say it's a state system, that's exactly what I mean. This is the entirety of that entity that's aware of what I'm documenting and also seeks to try to establish the absence of a monitoring system so they can give a weather report. Oh, it's going to be rain. That's the same thing that third parties do in relevant position, giving forecasts of the weather. 7LJV437. All right. It's not. The state is stalking with a fake sun, and the state engages in what is criminal obstruction of justice by covering up its fake sun, because that's not the sun. And it also does not remove the existing documentation and the behavior with that light source. It remains documentation. And it is in no way suggesting that the pattern of conduct has stopped. It is showing that the pattern of conduct is in existence in concert with the people of the state. That's why you stalk with a fake sun. And this is 10:19 a.m. I'm showing the state followed me from the Ontario Museum to the Ontario Family Community Library, where they're monitoring right now before I even go inside the building, before I approach, okay? Monitoring as I flying over the City Hall, flying over the Ontario Town Square Apartments, all right? Group stalking and monitoring ceaselessly underway. That is POC. It's 10:22 a.m. on the surveillance cameras at Ontario Ovid, planes flying, POC. And that is Southwest Airlines. All right, it's 10:23. That's occurring at third-party facilitated venue, Ontario Ovid Family Community Library, flying over the senior citizen apartments, the Ontario Housing Senior Partnership Apartments, the 280 North Lumen Apartments, flying over senior citizen apartments, okay? Yeah, that's what the state is doing. That's what they were doing at Woodside Senior Apartments as well. That's POC.